I start every day the same fucking way. I cut my wrist open. I suck the blood out of my wrist, because my shitty ass rich ass lawyer ass mother-in-law will get her panties in a fucking twist if I get the blood anywhere, and the blood doesn't taste half bad. In fact, my blood tastes almost just like cinnamon, and then I go on MySpace, because I have nothing better to do than upload faggoty ass pictures of my emo self on the goddamn internet. Well, today I have had a revolution in my way of thinking. While I was logging into a MySpace, I noticed that some ugly bitch wanted to go on a date with me, and god was she ugly. She was saying how she loved long walks in the woods and loves emo boys and needs someone who is expressive with how they feel, so I decide to browse her pics. And while browsing her pics, and why the fuck am I saying pics, I was browsing her photos, and in one picture she was wearing armor and holding a fucking bastard sword. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, I know that this one photo is not enough to change one's mind about being one way or the other, but after a few more minutes I notice another bitch who wanted to go out with me. She said that she liked music with screaming emo boys with long black bangs and all sort of shit about how she liked getting her hole packed by supreme emo cocked with razor blade cuts all over it, and that she'll do the dirtiest things to a little emo boy like me, like use her mouth all over me, and how she likes it when a guy will stick his cock in her bloody slip wrist. So I was just like, okay, I can get down with this freak. So I go look at her pics, and what the fuck do I see? Oh my god, what the fuck are you? I don't even know what the fuck you are. Not, please make me blind. I cannot stand to look at this bitch 1 second longer. Please help me from looking at this monstrosity, this pile of shits. Look at yourself, woman. You look like I don't even fucking know. And to think I was going to get it home with this nasty bitch, and now I understand why she is so nasty, because she is just that fucking nasty. This is why I don't want to be emo anymore. Emo boys don't get the hot chicks. Emo boys get the ugly freaks. Emo boys are easy. They have low self-esteem. Of course, an ugly bitch like that is going to try and ride my dick. Well, it has been a while, and I am slowly transforming. I now look a little better. I still love my hair, but I figure I'll put some dye in it and lighten it up. As you can see, it is pretty hard for me to smile after seeing something like that, knowing that I am the sexual desire for all ugly bitches. I am going for a more dusty look, cause I know that an ugly bitch wants me into that, and I know for a fact that chubby guys get all the ladies. I have a couple fat buddies, and one is my best friend for 6 years, and he gets laid by a different girl 5 nights out of the week, and they sure as hell ain't no ugly ass bitch like that. As you can see, I have a slight movement to gangster slang in my speech pattern, at least when it comes to ugly ass bitches. All I can say is I am so fucking glad I am alive now. I never knew how much I was missing when I was trying to be all depressed and shit. Now I have a tan, some nice blonde hair, some muscle on my bones, no more blood colored blemish from when I would drink my blood. I never even knew that it was possible to have fun with my friends. All I ever did was sit and talk to people online who talked about how shitty life was. Life is not shitty, you are shitty. All you lazy ass, boring ass, faggot ass, emo ass, lying ass, attention wanting ass, ugly ass, bitch ass, homosexual emo kids, you are all fucking stupid as hell, because you are the ones missing out on life. You are the ones who are holding yourself back. You know what, if you really want to die, stop talking about it. Most people who talk about wanting to die don't even go through with it. It is the fake people of the earth who have the ability to off themselves. They hide their feelings, they don't let anyone know there is something wrong, they look like an average Joe. If you wanna kill yourself, hold your emotions inside and let no one know how you feel. Grab a hold of a gun or lay on the railroad tracks and just fine. You guys held me back so much. You know what I want to be? I want to be a mad-ass motherfucker. Now someday I'll be just like Duke Nukem. I am going to control my own goddamn life. I am going to kill every monster on earth. I am going to fuck all the babes. So goodbye to being emo. I have seen the light. In fact, I have a tan. I am going to be fucking awesome at life. And I am going to take all you emo faggots out of the fucking equation. And I am going to live as fucking high supreme commander of my own life. Now that emo me is dead, I want to live.